Welcome back to our Benusit pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And last night, a great goaltending battle between obviously WCHA Defensive Player of the Week, Brittany Mowat, and at the other end, Shelby Amsley-Benzie. What are your thoughts on last night as a coach? I know a lot of people were looking for a lot more goal scoring.
I thought it was a really good hockey game. I thought both teams really competed hard. I really liked the way we battled. I thought our stick on puck was outstanding throughout the entire game, and we played the way we needed to play in order to give ourselves a chance against a team like North Dakota. They've got some outstanding players on that team, but I was just really impressed with our compete level and particularly in our zone. I thought we really did a nice job of boxing out, keeping them away from the net. And on the other end, yeah, Shelby played well. I mean, we certainly generated chances. I thought. And looking at the game, I thought we had our grade A chances were better than theirs, but we were unable to score. That was just indicative of the way the game went.
You got some great chances last night. I know Caitlin Tugas had a breakaway. Steph almost put one past Amsley-Benzie and Huber in overtime. I thought that line for sure was going to score for you guys. From your perspective, what is it going to take to get something past this North Dakota defense?
Well, we just got to stay the way we're playing. We certainly want to try to get more pucks to the net if we can. It's kind of funny that you talk to North Dakota, they say that all we do is block shots, but they block shots just as well. I mean, we had 27, they had 20. They're committed to it just like we are. So it's just a challenge to find ways to get the pucks to the net, whether it's moving laterally or even taking open ice along the wall. Whatever we can do from the top to try to get pucks to the net will certainly help. But we just need to be gritty around the net. Try to find a loose puck, get a tip, whatever. We call them greasy, but I'd love to see three or four greasy ones go in for us tonight.
Last night you got a chance to watch Tegan Rose play in her first game since 2011-12. Obviously you weren't here back in those days, but what were your thoughts on how she played?
I thought she did well. She sees the ice well. Tegan's got great hands. She sees the ice well, so when the puck's on her stick, generally she's going to make a positive play. And I thought she certainly, handled herself well in terms of what she needed to do defensively. And all in all, I thought she did very well for her first time in a long time to play at this level.
You've got a home and home with North Dakota. What are some of the challenges or benefits of playing at home one night and then on the road the next?
Obviously the challenge is coming over here in a hostile environment and in a place that we haven't had a lot of success and putting all that aside and just going out there and playing our game and believing in each other and playing Beaver hockey. And that's the fun part of it. This is a challenging league. You play great opponents week in and week out, and that's what this is. And it's just as a player and as a coach, you can't help but not get excited for this kind of a challenge. It's whether we play both at home or both on the road, I guess it really doesn't matter to us. This was kind of a unique, I told the team it's like old time hockey, like back in their youth days, getting on a bus or on a car and driving 2 hours and playing a game. So we're looking forward to it.
Jim, you're from this area or spent a lot of years here in this area. What's this fan base like compared to most that you've seen in your years?
Well, certainly on the men's side, it's pretty incredible. They travel. We saw it last night in Bemidji, just the number of North Dakota fans that were there, and that's typical wherever they go, and that says a lot about this fan base. I'm sure the women would like to have the same thing. It's obviously not there yet, but North Dakota hockey is North Dakota hockey, and I think the true hockey fans certainly are gonna follow whichever team is playing, whether it be the women's or the men's, but there's no question on the men's side it's a pretty remarkable fan base that follows that team.
I haven't had a chance to look at your lines yet. I've been running around a rink setting up, but what kind of changes did you make to your lines today?
We didn't make any changes. That's partly based on the last night's game, but also some of our players were a little banged up. They might be sick. Bailey Wright's just coming off. She just got cleared to play last week, so she's only had three and a half practices. But we're excited to get Bailey in the lineup, and I think you'll see her next weekend at Wisconsin. But based on last night, we really didn't think there was any necessity to make a change. And Sylvia Meralt might have been the one, but she's been out ill all week long, and again, not fair to put her in a game like this.
Who's going to start between the pipes for you today?
Britt will be going again.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here, especially in this hostile environment?
Well, we need a good start. I think we certainly want to see the same kind of effort in our end, but again, try to get more pucks to the net, try to create a little more chaos down there. And they're not going to be pretty, but that's okay. We just got to go out and play 60 minutes of Beaver hockey, and we can do everything we need to do, Kelly. It's not going to guarantee success, but it'll certainly give us a chance, and that's all we can ask as coaches. So come out and play Beaver hockey, and we'll see what happens.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.